about tent building, but how to make you successful. Today, we're going to talk about how to not be greedy living in a capitalistic system. Before we get into that, go over to crosspolitic.com, become a member. They just rolled out a new episode in their Shotgun series. Go check it out. It's amazing. Go become a member. Get all the Shotgun series for free, a bunch of other benefits. Thank you so much for listening to the show, for sharing the show with a friend. We're growing like week over week like crazy, and I never thought it was going to grow like this. So thank you so much. Appreciate all of your feedback and your comments, your questions on Twitter and Instagram. You can find me at How to Build a Tent. You can email me at matt@howtobuildatent.com. So how do we live as Christians in a capitalistic society and not be greedy and not want more stuff? I was talking about this with one of the Bible studies I have at one of the companies I consult with, and we were going through Ephesians chapter 5. I want to read just verses 1 through 3 and 5 to you. Paul says, "Therefore, be imitators of God as dearly loved children, and live in love just as Christ also loved us and gave himself for us, a sacrificial and fragrant offering to God. But among you, there must not be either sexual morality, impurity of any kind, or greed, as these are not fitting for the saints." Verse 5, "For you can be confident of this one thing, that no person who is immoral, impure, or greedy," and then in parentheses it says, "such a person is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God." Paul is grouping into the basket of immorality, unclean, sexual morality, all those things, greed. So in Paul's mind, greed is a serious thing to be worried about, to be concerned about, to be making sure that we are not falling into that sin and committing that sin. He even goes as far as to say it is idolatry. In Strong's Concordance, the word for greed is eager for gain. It's when you are eager to gain more things. So again, I ask us, how do we do this? How do we live in this capitalist society and not get caught up in that? Can we ask ourselves and honestly answer that we are more eager to be with God than to gain things? To gain that prominent career, to that gain that big house, to gain that sports car, that status, whatever it is, whatever we are trying to consume and go after eagerly more than God. How do we balance that? Because it's so hard. We live in a society that tries to plant in our heads like a ninja the idea that if we just got more stuff, then we would be happy. If we just got more, then people would envy us. Then we would be made whole. There wouldn't be that emptiness inside of us. We would feel secure. People could worship us. People would be in awe of who we are. People would love me in my new car. They would know how big of a deal I am at the biggest house in the neighborhood. People would look up to me. When we look to find our security, our identity, our happiness, anything else, if we look for it in any other way or in any other place than with God, it's idolatry. So how do we live in a capitalist economy, that is, where we have private property, and not get caught up into this greediness, this desire to gain things, to earnestly go after gain? How do we create an inheritance for our children? How do we gain enough property, real property, and other stuff to be good stewards and to multiply what God has given us in talents? How are we to be faithful and multiply and do those things, but not eagerly go after them? I am just going to admit it to you guys that greed is one of the hardest things for me to not fall into as a trap. Not so much because, well, I don't know why. There's probably a lot of reasons. But one of the biggest reasons is I want the status of stuff. No more than it's a score that I want to do better at. I want to be the best at. I want to have the stuff so that I can win the game of business. It is so hard for me to get out of that mindset because I just have this natural tendency to be competitive, to go after those things, to live the life of luxury. And I constantly have to be confessing my sin and falling at the feet of Jesus to ask him to transform my mind into his image, into pursuing him and to be eager for him and not for the game, not for the struggle for finding things and gaining the newest and latest stuff. These are the things that when I find I am doing, and sometimes I fall out of it and I fall out of it is so passive. Sometimes I stop doing these things and I find myself losing the mentality of pursuing Christ and I find myself looking to other things. So these are the things that help me with it, help me with keeping me eager for Christ and not for other things, and keeps me from being greedy. And I hope this helps you as well. The first thing is spending time praying. The more mature I get in my faith, I've been a Christian about 10 years, the more I realize that prayer isn't about handing God a Santa Claus list of wishes. It's not about me coming and rubbing the genie on the bottle and saying, God, do these things for me. But it's about me coming and meeting with God and being in his presence and being transformed and learning from him and hearing from him and learning about him. And the sanctification process can happen as I wait on the Lord and I listen for his guidance. And this helps me adjust and keep me from being, and it helps keep me from being greedy, because I am experiencing the real thing, the thing that does fill me, the thing that does give me status, the thing that is all in all to me. And when I'm experiencing that, when I'm spending time in the Spirit, when I am praying and being with Jesus at his feet, those other things look like what they are, trash without Christ. They're not even tempting because they fall so short of who God is that it's not even a temptation anymore. When I see God clearly, when I'm spending time with him, everything else falls away. And those idols are revealed for what they are, man-made garbage. So spend time praying. If you find yourself pursuing things instead of pursuing God eagerly, spend time praying. Get away and just spend time listening to God. The second thing is surround yourself with faithful friends. And what do I mean by faithful friends? Proverbs 27:6 says, faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of the enemy are deceitful. I need to have the humility and I need to have the friends that are willing to wound me and tell me, you are wrong. You are sinning. You need to repent. If I'm on my own and I don't have people to call me out that aren't going to be faithful to getting me to pursue God, I'm going to fall away so much more. And it's going to be a harder fall. But when I have faithful friends surrounding me, encouraging me, not just telling me when I'm doing something wrong, but pushing me towards Christ, discipling me, encouraging me, coming together and praying together, beership, as one of our shows talks about, the Westminster Confession of Funk with Jason Farley. Find faithful friends that are willing to wound you and be humble enough to accept it. You have to create an environment where it's welcomed, that you want to be corrected. You want your friends to call you out, because it's going to be harder for them to do it if you are prideful, if you are if you take offense to what they're doing in love. So be humble enough to communicate with your faithful friends that you want them to speak into your life like that. So number three, take on the role of a servant. Don't go into business for yourself to further your career, to be the millionaire, to gain things, but go into it to serve others. And this is why I touch on so many times the importance of knowing the vision God has for you and fulfilling that vision and going after that vision, setting goals to accomplish that vision. We have several shows in the past about that. If you haven't seen them yet, go look at them. Of looking to provide value. When you are looking to provide value as a business or in your career, it's a servant mindset. Is how can I bless people? How can I benefit other people? And the pay and the rewards and the things that come from that are just an afterthought. It's a whole different mindset. It's not about you, it's about serving others. So take on a role of a servant. And this is true too when you're thinking about buying things. If you're thinking about buying a bigger house, a nicer car, whatever it is, those things in and of themselves are not bad. They are not sinful to have. but is it going to help you serve other people? Is that bigger house going to help serve your family? Is it going to help you be more hospitable to your church community, to your neighbors? Are you going to be able to witness to more people because you can bring people into your house? Everything should be in the lens of your vision that God has laid out for you, the goals to get you to that vision, and the servant mindset. Are you providing value to others? It's an outward focus, not an inward focus. And the fourth point is, all things are Christ's. When I remember that everything is created by God, the systems, the stuff, the money, all of those things are God the Father's, and we are adopted into His family, and He wants to share with us in those blessings, it's so much easier for me to be generous, to sacrifice the possessions that I have, to be a good steward with what God's entrusted with me, to not have idols set up, because I know that God has adopted me and redeemed me in the family, and that when the kingdom comes and when we are with Jesus, all of those desires and all of those things are going to be shared with us because of His grace and mercy. And so in this life, I can be gracious and I can sacrifice of myself because I know that all of those desires that I have today are going to be fulfilled and met in Christ. And that is why it is idolatrous to be greedy, because the true God provides us with everything we need. All of the things that we look for to fulfill us, to give us status, God wants to do for us. So look to God in all areas of life to find security, to find your identity, to find your status, and all of those things, and you will not be greedy in a capitalist society. I hope that helps. You can tweet or Instagram me at How to Build a Tent. You can email me at matthowtobuildatent.com. Love to hear your feedback on this stuff. And we'll talk to you next time. God bless.